11 soldiers in black resin armor were followed by 10 in white, their horses matching their uniforms. Behind them rode dozens of men in green. All of them were flanked by large white beasts trotting easily on each side. There were no banners, no symbols of their allegiance except the trio of green circles on each saddle pad. Their armor was not spotless. Their horses were not shined. The beasts' paws were stained with mud. This was not a parade. All of them were armed. These were combat-ready soldiers, and it showed by both the weapons across their bodies and the way they sat in the saddle. The Black Blades were notorious in Prynne, but the Verdant Shields were virtually unknown, and few had seen the beast known as Growri this far south. The sound of their passing pulled civilians from their homes and citizens out of shops. No one cheered. They simply watched. In the wake of Anglia's passing, cautious whispers spread, citizens of the conglomerate daring to hope that these soldiers might come to their aid. Rumors had started months ago. Some said Anglia was the salvation of the conglomerate of free citizens. Others said they planned to destroy the country in revenge. Watching from the side of the road, the people didn't know what to believe, but hope hung in their eyes. Sal saw it through the slit in her helm and wondered if they would look at her the same if they could see her face. The same people who'd spit at her a little over a year before now demanded her help. Demanded. That word clawed at her mind. They felt she owed them when it should be the other way around. She'd bled for this country, had been abused for this country, and now they had the gall to feel she owed them something. The few carts on the road pulled to the side, leaving no obstacle in their path, but Sal refused to hurry. Her men were too tired, too heartbroken. They'd just lost their leader, her lover, and the only way they could get revenge for his death was to help the conglomerate. That was why she was here. That was the only reason she would help these people.
Bullshit.
Colt's thought tickled her mind with sympathetic amusement.
Lie to them all you want, Sal. But that's not the only reason you're here. You're also leaking.
She glanced quickly to her right, finding his eyes waiting.
I owe them nothing, she thought.
He nodded slightly, refusing to drop his gaze.
True, but don't become jaded. You're better than that. You're here to help our kind. That's what Blake wanted, and that's why we're doing this. Freeing our people is better revenge than killing men who just wanted a paycheck, babe. You're here to change the world, and if you act like them, it won't happen. Don't you dare start hating humans just because of the species they were born into. But they killed Blake.
He shook his head.
The Emperor killed Blake. Terrans killed Blake, babe. These people didn't. They would have.
He watched her for a long time before replying.
Dom? Elijah? The Shields?
Anglians, she shot back. They don't count. His frustration flowed into her mind.
Blaze, Rhys, Lorenz, Kelso, Alex. The 112th is loyal to the conglomerate, Sal, and as human as they get.